Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
We are the nation's number one talk station, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Lovely morning to you, Lagos, Nigeria, and wherever you are listening in this morning. We're really welcome to the last hour of the Morning Crossfire. I am Sheriff Quadri. It's good to be here. Now, we started a conversation yesterday on the Crossfire about the boycott of the South by Food Traders Union. Their argument, they have demands following the violence that erupted after the NSAS protest and, of course, at Shasha in Ibadan. They are saying that they lost a number of their members. They lost trucks. They lost goods. They lost commodities. They lost livelihoods. And they're saying, look, we need all this to stop. We need some kind of government commitments to the fact that their members will be safe. And, of course, that they will be needing a compensation of about 4.7 billion naira from the government to make sure that they kind of like compensate those who lost loved ones and those who lost their goods as well. Dr. Mohammed Nawaila is joining us right now on the program. Dr. Nawaila is from the Coalition of Northern Groups. Dr. Nawaila, a very lovely morning to you. Thank you for joining us again.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Fine. How are you, Mr.
Sheriff? I'm doing okay, sir. But I'll be better after this conversation. Hopefully, we'll drive this conversation to a very logical point this morning. I am sure that you are aware of the blockade of food materials, or foodstuff, rather, from the north to the south. What is the position of the CNG on this development?
Well, fortunately or unfortunately, and to the sad, on the sad event, we are not members and we are not privy to the amalgamated, those organizing the strike.
Uh-huh.
But we support them in the sense that what really transpired was NSAS protest. And if you look at NSAS protest, NSAS is affiliated to police.
Mm.
Not Fulani, not Hausa, not Yoruba, not Igbo. It constitutes every tribe in the country. Why will now Fulanis and Hausas be victim of a protest that is affiliated to police? Whenever there is a clash with police or any other tribe, at the end, the Hausas or the Fulanis end up suffering in the west and in the east. Unlike here in the north, when there is protest with police, it's strictly police case. When there's protest with military, it's strictly a military affair. Why are they victimizing now the Hausas and the Fulanis? Most people from here are seeing it as a motive that it's people organizing to kill the Fulanis. It's extrajudicial killing. So this is a measure to send a message to the government. We need to be protected. We are useful as your people are useful in the north. Every person you see contributes to the economy and contributes his quarter to the society. So despite you can find nuisance among them,
right?
But when the goodness outweighs the bad of the people, there should be mutual respect and there should be protection of life. In fact, that's the essence of government, to protect the lives and properties of individuals.
Dr. Nawaila,
in your area, yes.
I had a guest on the program yesterday, and the question I asked him are the same set of questions that I'm going to ask you.
Okay.
You have said that, you know, the Coalition of Northern Groups are in support of what the Amalgamated Union of food dealers and, of course, cattle dealers, are the strike that they are on. And I'm going to ask you the same question I asked my guest yesterday.
Okay.
Shouldn't we be talking about solution rather than, putting ourselves on this logjam that we are currently in right now?
Mr. Sheriff, we are in a society that people don't respect gentleman approach. We have moved to a society where hardly respect humanity, hardly respect when you respect them. We are in a society that the only approach we understand is when this kind of approach has happened. For instance, now, if these guys have chose to be writing letters to the state government and to Odudu or Congress and to IPOP, nobody will even reply you. Talk less of taking you serious. But now, they have reached a place where, okay, we understand you are useful to protect their lives and properties. Had it been we respect humanity, had it been we respect individualism, had it been we are in a society that we live.
Dr. Nawala, are you there? Oh, well, I think we're having a not too good connection. Dr. Nawala, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, yeah. So we lost the last statement that you made. Can you please go back to the statement you made, the last sentence?
Yeah, I'm telling you, had it been we are in a society that would respect human rights.
Right.
We respect the interests of people. We have mutual respect. We have mutual trust.
Right.
A gentleman approach will work.
But how do we resolve this? Because to me personally, like I said yesterday, solution is what I am after. Because we cannot hold ourselves to ransom this way. I mean, everybody loses.
The annoying part of this statement is that it's the masses that suffered.
Exactly.
That's what is annoying me. We have to devise a means that issues like this happen. When some people are being killed, then we devise a means that those in power will surely know that something is happening, not the masses. Now, the people in power can order a private jet and take tomatoes from the north or cows from the north or the meat they want.
Hello, Dr. Nawala.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now.
I said at the end, it's we, the masses, that are suffering.
Okay.
So what I will suggest is that let the masses unite, and specifically the Yorubas there, understand these people here are not the one causing the tension.
Hmm.
They are not the one causing the problem. They are, in fact, suffering too.
Indeed.
And if the Yoruba land will suffer, it means those guys staying in Yoruba land that are houses will suffer with them. If there is no fuel, if there is no light, if there is no water, if there is no medical amenities, they will both suffer united.
What do you think is the fate of the farmers in the north that depend on patronage?
They have to find alternative routes. They are now trying to get alternative routes to Niger to charge to market their materials.
Do you think if that had been working, that wouldn't have been the original trade route before coming to the south?
They will never approach that route. That's not a route we explore in the north here.
Okay.
Necessity, they say, is the mother of invention. Although I expect the Yorubas also, the people there, to devise other means to solve their problems.
So Dr. Nawala, now we're saying that let's all just find a way around it. This is not going to change unless the government comes in by paying the compensation. Is that the position of Coalition of Northern Group, or Northern Groups, rather?
I believe that a solution can be pressed. I believe we can find solutions, not only if government intervenes,
okay,
but if non-governmental organization comes together, unite, and talk to those people that are causing the violence.
Okay.
Let them understand that all of us are united in this crisis. If we understand this, if the difficulty is all of us, if the NGOs intervene and sit down, make rational choices, tell them that provide this, but we'll follow, we'll make sure that government at the end pay your compensation, even without the strike, without this blockage. Bring the food, but we promise you we'll stand by you till the end. And we'll make sure you pursue your interests, you pursue your goals are achieved, and we'll make sure next time this kind of things happen, although we are not praying for, we'll make sure nothing no harm comes your way.
Let me ask you a very frank question, Dr. Nawala. Do you see this action by this union as a threat to national security, or it is not a threat to national security?
Mr. Sharif, do we even have security in the country in the first place? That's the question. Threat to national security has been there from the onset. So we cannot even continue calling threat to national security, threat to national security in a country that lacks security at all. Everything is a threat in this country. The only worrisome issue on this point is that if we look into the fact that we are fighting as masses, not government is fighting.
Before I let you go, Dr. Nawaila, because I need to go. Oh, I think I lost him eventually. Network had been quite... I was hoping that he will be able to stay around while I drop a few... my last question to him, which would have been the reaction of the governors, the northern governors, to this development. But hopefully we'll be able to get him back. If we can get him back, then I'll ask him that question. But Lagos, like I said yesterday, it's going to be a short interview so that we can engage. 15 minutes, that's it for the interview. Then we, you, me, can now engage on the conversation. All right, so let's engage while we wait for Dr. Nawaila to join us one last time. Let's do that very quickly. You have our online portal for you if you would like to talk on this conversation. The WhatsApp number is 0809-597-5805. That is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. On Twitter, it's at Nigeria Info FM. That's right, on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM. Please add the hashtag Nigeria Info MCF to your tweets. That's right, that's Nigeria Info MCF. Add it to your tweet. If you are calling me, the numbers to call, if you are a man, the number is 0700-993-993-993. If you're a female, the number to call, for women only, the number to call is 01465-7190. I'll take that again. 01465-7190. One thing I'll require from you is to turn off your radio when you're calling me. Very, very important. Turn it off when you're calling me. And please, please take 60 seconds when you're making your submission because all my lines are blinking. I'm not sure we're going to treat this tomorrow because we have to move away. We've dedicated 2 days for this conversation. So let's achieve the much we can achieve with 60 seconds. All right. Thank you. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. I think we lost that call. Nigeria Info, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
This is Pat.
Welcome, Pat. Where are you calling from? Okay. Let's talk then. Let's talk.
In as much as we all had our share of what happened during NSAS, I don't think that it is okay for a particular section of the country to complain, that they, to begin to ask for compensation. Because they say what is good for the goose is good for the gander. So if the government accepts to pay this compensation, my question is, what happens to those people that lost their properties, like ShopRite, all through Bode Thomas? From the beginning of Adenireoko Senior to almost the end, they counted their losses in millions. So what happens to those people? That is my question. So he is saying that we should prefer a solution by calling people together, NGOs, the OBAs, the all that. It is a good idea, but it is not to talk about compensation. Because if you compensate one and you don't compensate the other, there will be problem.
That's right. That's right. That's
Thank
right.
you. That's my
Thank
solution.
You. Thank you, too, for calling me. Thank you for sticking to the 60 seconds. Abona is here. Abona, hi. Good morning to you.
Fine. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, I heard everything your visitor said on
my
the
guest,
phone.
Right.
His guest said on the phone.
Right.
But with all due respect, each and every one of us in this country partake of the damages when the end has broken. Why are the Northerners making it look worse than them? Because if you come to Lagos, many banks were destroyed.
That's right.
That's right. Destroyed.
That's right.
Why are the Easterners or Westerners or East, West, whatever, not coming together and say they should pay them billions of naira and season properties going to loss? Why are the Northerners always making things look difficult to this country? Why are they doing all this? I saw pictures, but I have a friend in North who is even calling, saying most of them are crying that they can't pay their goods. If your guest thinks or believes that the Niger or other neighboring country can patronize them and do away with their goods and they will do a good business, let us see how it will end.
Okay.
Because this thing cannot work without the Easterners or the Westerners partaking from whatever goods they are dealing with. This thing is not done this way. What are they doing? Should we all through the country talking about
60 seconds. Abona, thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you. Sandra is in Ajawa. Says, hi, Sandra. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
It's so annoying. Mm. Like some sector of the country will, what do I call it? An entitlement mentality.
Mm.
Like the other caller said, so many people that pay tax, known taxpayers, they lost a lot.
Mm.
What was done for them? Please, if nobody is asking them to do anything, all we are asking is they should go out from our farms. This is the farming season.
Mm.
What compensation are being given to those that are destroying those farms that have been destroyed? People that lost crops to cattle, not even to human beings. How many people they've shot in their farms? In my area, people don't go to their farms again. They should go out of their farms so that people can farm. We can fend for ourselves. And then when they open the border to Mali and Niger, they should open the border from that the other side so that Cotonou people can bring in their crops to us in the south. We don't mind, but they should not. When we were eating Nigerian rice, they were up there eating a foreign rice. We know all these things. People that work up there, they know. So they should stop having that entitlement mentality. Every time somebody will be in power and you're eating money.
All right, Sandra.
Spending money. It's wrong.
All right,
Sandra. You can't make money. Make money and eat it, but at least make money.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you for calling me. We have a first-time caller calling in from Mafoluku. His name is Austin. Hi, Austin. A very lovely morning to you. Thank you for calling in.
Good morning, Mr. Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, my name is Austin.
Mm.
Sheriff,
mm?
the way I look at this,
okay.
Let them just calm down and send their goods. Let the people that want to come and sell market to come and sell market.
Okay.
They should not have so whole people ransom that they must pay particular money.
Mm.
They should have done this one silently without blocking the road and turn people back for their goods. They should have said, let them sit down and discuss with government or the way their governor came to Oyo State and some state during that crisis.
Mm-hmm.
They should have met their governor and talked to them. Come.
Okay.
Let them come together and discuss. Not that to just say, come, let's block this session, let's block this place so that they will not bring food.
Mm.
In Southwest or in South also, we have something that we block for this country also that nothing should go the other side or come to this side.
Mm.
So it's not fair. It's not fair. The way they take it, I don't like it.
Okay.
I know.
All right.
I condemn it. I don't like what happened.
All right,
happened.
All right,
Austin. It's bad, yes. Right.
Thank you for calling me, Austin. Please call again. If you're calling me, you've got 60 seconds. Please be mindful of that. Ah, we have another first-time caller. Stella is here. Hi, Stella. Good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning,
Stella.
Welcome, Stella.
Hearing from your guest this morning, I can see arrogance in his voice.
Okay.
And if we all must behave the way he's doing, then there won't be any solution. If they fail, they can go to Niger and be selling their goods.
Right.
Then we should be able to get our own alternative in the West also.
Right.
Because many people lost property during the NSAS.
Mm.
So who are we going to be compensated? I don't think what they're doing is fair. And the governors, or not governors, are not even helping issues by encouraging them. If all governors should encourage their Westerners.
Hello, Stella. Okay. You are here,
Stella.
The country
is being chaos.
Mm.
So please, we should try to understand and tolerate each other.
Right.
And find solutions to all these things. Not by stopping foodstuff.
Okay.
Man, I went to the market, it was expensive.
I know.
I won't lie. Things were expensive. I came home crying.
I know.
Please, let's just look for a solution.
We need the solution. Thank you, Stella. Thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. We need the solution. Let's jump on another call. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
Very well. Can you turn off your radio, please?
Okay, let me do that. Okay.
Yes, please.
Hello?
Yes, go on. 60 seconds, please.
This is Mercy.
All right.
I'm calling from Alimosh.
Welcome.
Just like what other people have said, they even destroyed a lot of things. Those people are not asking for compensation. That is the outcome of anarchy and in the society. So if it happens like that, it happens. Are they even aware that there are people who are over here suffering?
Mm.
Are they even aware that the Dutchanas are here? They depend on those foodstuffs. So why are they making things difficult even to their own people? So that's my own contribution.
All right, Missy.
They should think of their own people, that they are here too.
That's right. He said so, actually, Messi. He said that whatever is happening now, even their own people, you know, will bear the brunt of whatever it is that is going on right now as well. He mentioned that. Let's speak with Etika. Etika is here calling in from Ikeja. Etika, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Good morning.
How's it, nice, sir?
Very well. How was yours?
Good, good, good. Mm. I can hear from your guest.
Right.
I know the guy, the way he's sounding, he doesn't show good. It doesn't show someone that want to really resolve the issue. Because NSAS program affected everybody. I'm from South South.
Okay.
If this want to happen, we also can stop our oil going circulating in the country.
Right.
It doesn't work that way. We have to come to a conclusion to make peace in this
exactly.
country.
Exactly.
That's what we are looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And that is it. Have a wonderful day.
You too, Etika. Thank you so much for calling me. I appreciate it. I really do. We're going to take one call before we go on our first break in this hour. Kate is joining us right now. Kate is calling in from Ikorodu. Hi, Kate. Good morning to you.
Hello?
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning to you, Kate.
My name is Kate, calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Kate. Welcome.
Thank you for giving us 1 minute. I will brief in what I'm going to say.
Yes, please. Okay.
Of age. Since I was born, I've been having problem of this alcohol. There is a saying in my place. If you have a child, the only child, every day will tell you, Mommy, I will die. Mommy, I will die. Mommy, I will die. You'll be pleading with that child. A time is coming. You tell that child, die. It's better I stay without a child. God bless you.
Wow, Kate, thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Bless you too. Thank you for calling me. Let's go to break. Let's go to break right now. After the break, we'll be back to take more of your thought. All my lines are blinking. And we're not going to talk about this issue tomorrow again. We've been talking for 2 days now. If anything new comes up, yes, we'll do that before the past 2 days. So that's why we're limiting conversations to 60 seconds each if you're calling in, all right? Let's make good use of that. After the break, we'll take thoughts from social media and then the telephone. I'll be right back.
This is Morning Crossfire on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
It is the nation's number one talk station, 99.3. We're broadcasting live from Etimian Crescent, Victoria Island, Lagos, Nigeria. It's on this matter we see this. The blockade of food and cattle from the north to the south. The boycott of the south by food traders. Amalgamated unit. It means that there are so many groups inside that particular union. So there is a lot of them inside that particular body that decided to say, look, you must promise to protect our members. You must pay us compensation for the things and lives we've lost before we can allow this to happen. Whether they have the power to block people, impugn on the constitutional rights of others to be able to move freely in any part of this country or not, is another conversation entirely. But what is paramount today on this conversation, on this topic, on this show, is solution, solution, solution. Yesterday, I spoke with Wala Oba for about 15 minutes. It was very heated. I just spoke with Nawaila as well, heated as well. To me, they are two different people with opposing views. Two different people opposing views on the same conversation. That brings the conversation to you out there. Where do you stand? What is your position on the boycott of the South by food traders from the North? 0700-993-993-993. That is a studio line for the men. For the women, the number to call is 01465-7190. I will take that again. 01465-7190. If you're calling me, please turn off your radio and you have 60 seconds to talk to me. Madam Ify is here. Hi, Madam Ify. Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Our family.
We're fine. Thank you.
I want to ask, did they destroy northern people's things during the Endsars? Where they say, oh, this is Hausa, this is the north, we'll go and destroy that thing. So they destroy things all over Lagos.
Well, I'm sure that they were pointing to some food trucks that were destroyed in the eastern part, the southeastern part. There were trucks that were destroyed there.
If you see the mayhem those guys did at Fagba, mayhem, bringing down buildings. Shekinah Pharmacy was brought down. Where you buy any drugs you are looking for, you go to that pharmacy. Brought down. Up to today, this thing is still there. So what do you want us to do? And again, tomatoes. Like one of the caller rightly said, say, leave our farms. If you don't want to give us your tomatoes and pepper, leave our farms so that our women can go and plant our own. We have our own special of tomatoes.
Right.
We have our own species. Let us go to the farm. The other day, one Uromi man told me, now, you see, my people, now they go farm again.
60
seconds. The people have overtaken the whole place. They're afraid to go to the farm.
Madam Ife, thank you for calling me. 60 seconds. Uche is there. Hi, Uche, good morning to you.
Hey, Sheriff, my man, how you doing?
No, I'm not your man. You called in the morning. So, Uche, let's give others a chance. Thanks for trying, though. Nigeria Info, good morning to you. Good morning to you.
Yes, sir. Please, I just want to say something.
Okay.
Is it a do-or-die affair for these northerners to be bringing down goods for us? Let them, for goodness sake, let them hold whatever they think they have. We can only suffer it for maybe 1 year. Let them leave our farms, for goodness sake. We are also farmers down here. If they are not holding us to ransom, for goodness sake. If they feel they have other neighboring countries, they should go and submit something, supply their goods. Let them go. For goodness sake, two cannot work together except they agree. The thing has come, it's excess. They are killing people, raping women. People are scared of going to farm. Even presently in Ogun State, where I'm residing, farms, they eat your cassava in front of you, your presence, they will eat in your cassava.
But we're talking about traders now.
Yes, hey, that's what I'm saying. It's all the same thing. It boils down to the same thing. Let them hold their goods. We don't need it.
Okay.
Some of these goods, if not taken, is poison.
They are not poisoned.
Please, sir, let them hold. Okay. Sorry, thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you too. But the foods are not poisoned. Chineke. Temi Tokwe is in transit. He's a first time caller. Hi, Temi Tokwe. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Kerry.
Good morning.
Yeah. I just quickly want to chip in something.
Okay.
Yeah. Your guest for today, I listened to him.
Okay.
I listened to Boloba yesterday.
All right.
You know, we can't continue this way. If because there's a little issue and you're saying you're not going to supply foodstuff, everybody should die of hunger. It's uncalled for. You know? In fact, in short, the political allies, they are failed people. They are the ones toiling with people's lives. They are the ones that are trying to turn the back of the masses to each other. They are using divide and rule. That's the principle. So if everybody stops to send goods out to each other, how do you want to survive? And we could have said the nation. I'm short of words this morning.
It's fine. I'm glad you're calling. I mean, you've said a lot. I mean, Tokwe, you've said a lot. Thank you so much for calling me. Please drive safely. Funke is also a first-time caller. She's calling in from Ikeja. Hi, Funke. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Yes. Just want to react to the discussion.
All right.
See, you yourself, you are being biased. Somebody just complained now that they destroy houses. You try to name the houses.
Yeah.
Those houses are not even for the houses. And you are like, no, it didn't happen that way. That they were pointing at some houses. They were pointing at some property for them to, for people to destroy it as if we were there.
Are you sure said that?
Yes.
They
were pointing at some properties to be destroyed. They are pointing at some houses. They are pointing at some things to be destroyed. The ones that are outside. The ones that are for outside. That was what he said.
I said that.
Yes.
Hey, Egbamio.
Egbamio.
But I did not say anything like that.
You said so. I was here helping. Were you there? And many other people hate you. So, let them live our lives. We start from me. headspread leave. If they can just take away the headspread, it should be good. And let them hold on to their food. I heard you started taking it to, Niger and the Cameroon. Tell them go. When the things are done, we know who's still in this country. What is it, Chef? What is it? And you forgot. I've been listening to Nigeria Info. And this is you. You're always very biased.
Okay.
You're always very biased. Hiding them. When it comes to Muslim and Christian, you see, hiding them. Excuse me.
Okay. Funke, thank you so much for calling me. Regardless, I'm very appreciative of the fact that you listen to Nigeria Info. That's all that matters. Let's speak with Benjamin. He's in the call. Benjamin, hi. Good morning to you.
Hi, Mr. Shede. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Benjamin from Ikoyi.
Let's talk.
See, I just want you to be neutral. For this, you know, that woman is challenging you now. Sometimes you may not know what you, how you take stock, wanting all that. I'm aware of what you are, the woman is saying. You see, the interview you can say this morning, that man, I don't think that he need peace. If he need peace, he cannot go to that length and talk to that person. Everybody is listening now. And that's why some people are coming out. See, if they don't want to supply anything for southeast, southwest, south, let it be. If they're not in support of it, why can't they call their people to order?
Okay.
Are they not there when the henchmen are killing women, raping women, killing children, killing everybody? Have they called them to an order? If they stop such a thing for them not to supply food stop, the Niger boys can wake up. South boys can wake up. Southeast boys can wake up. And let's see who owns the land. So it's a matter of settlement. If they refuse to settle, let them go ahead.
Okay.
Even though the transport people can stop people, their motor not to enter to any north, any part of the country. That's it. Let them come to ransom. Right. The political elite is the one that we are going to blame. Let them go and hold their people to ransom. Likewise, the South South and South East.
That's fine.
Let them go their political leaders to ransom.
We've heard you. Thank you too for calling me. Mrs. Akinjo is here. She is a first-time caller as well. Mrs. Akinjo, good morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Follow.
Let's talk.
So I've been listening to some of your callers this morning.
Right.
I'm going to talk about the blockage of the foodstuffs and all the rest.
That's right.
From the north to the southwest and the other parts of the country.
Right.
Where my own contribution is that as long as they don't want to bring these foodstuffs, they are losing because they are all perishable items. So if they don't bring them down, they too, they are losing. Nobody will buy. And they won't have money for them. And then I heard somebody the other time that said maybe they say the alternative solution is to take them to Niger Republic. So this will, however, bring it down to the point that even our president is trying to make, railway now?
Rail line, that's right.
Yes, rail line to Republic, Niger Republic.
That's
so
right.
So it buttresses down to the fact that maybe this kind of thing they have been planning underneath. So if they could have that, then they have access to other parts, to Niger to sell their product. So I pray that God will just help us in this country.
Okay.
So it's like everything is going haywire. So we have been praying, but we want the aftermath of the prayers to begin to manifest.
Right.
And I know that it's going to be so very soon.
Thank you, Ms. Akeja, for calling me.
Nigeria.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, this is Inama calling from the air.
Welcome. Let's talk.
Okay, I've been listening to a lot of conversations since. A lot of people are saying they should hold their food. But the truth is, when you get to the market, you become aggressive with the seller when it gives a very high price.
That's
so for me, it just shows how our government have been. Year in, year out, we keep electing clan for us. Why can't state not be able to take care of their citizens? Why must we? The truth is, all over the nation, we have fertile ground all over the nation. So why can't state take care of this whole thing? Why is that we don't have a plan? Government, we just elect people into power, into government, without plan. They don't have a plan for us, no manifesto. So we keep electing them and we want things to change. These are things we get when we have not too good people that have no plan, rather, in government. Thank you.
No, man, thank you for calling. Speak with Ahile from First Tech. Ahile, good morning to you.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you.
I've heard all that has been spoken. But I want the people to realize that they have been carrying a lot of load. Like when you go to a state, You have trailers upon trailers, loading plantains. Where are they taking this thing to? To the north. Then in Badagry here, they load up about 5 trailers of coconuts. Where are they taking it to? So there are so many things they take away from the south as well. They like plantain a lot there and banana.
Right.
They like pineapple. Where are they going to get it? But if the absolute reason why President Buhari is making rail to Niger, whatever they call it,
Niger,
the place is making the railway to. But I learned that he wants to be taking fuel from there to the north so that they may not have any have to send their
60
trailer.
Seconds. Right.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you, Aibe, for calling me. Chooks is joining us from Badagry. Chooks is a first-time caller. Hi, Chooks. Good morning to you.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay. My name is Chooks from Badagry.
Well, let's talk, Chooks. Let's talk.
Okay. Okay. My question is, okay. Is the border linking Nigeria with Niger, is it open? That's one question. What do you say? That the necessity is the mother of invention. That is true. You should also remember that tough demand breeds tough mind and innovations. What I want us to remember that Nigeria belongs to all of us.
That's true.
And nobody should hold anyone to ransom.
That's true as well.
If they really want peace, which they need, we all need peace, they should go to their governors, then let their governors now on their behalf speak dialogue with the South.
Right.
Instead of taking law into their hands.
Right.
Supposing the Southerners are the ones that block their vehicle coming to the South, will federal government be moot about it?
That's a very valid question. Very valid question.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Chooks. Right on time. Ifeoma is joining us from Ikoyi. Ifeoma, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Yes. So my uncle is, I wanted to find out, you see, there's something that is happening in this country that we actually need to look into deeply. You see, where I'm concerned is that, assuming it was IPOB that blocked Onitsha Bridge, both of us, you know what could have happened by now. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Assuming Onitsha people blocked the bridge and said nobody is bringing anything or you are not going, heads could have been rolling by now in Nigeria. This is not a fair thing.
Right.
Nobody should be asking for some special treatment while others will not be able to do that. It is so obvious that there's a divide and I don't think it's healthy for this country.
Right.
Not healthy for our children. Thank you.
Thank you, Foma, for calling me. I appreciate your time. I really do. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's go to Facebook. We have comments that are coming on Facebook. Here we go now. Okay. What's your name again? Asemeo. Thank you. I saw your message. I saw it. Let's take this one here. Okay. Who is here? Rafi AGK says, my question is, are they supplying this food free? For free, you mean? Imagine these people. Okay, all right. Jacob says, okay, Jacob, thank you for your thought as well. There's a lot going on Facebook. There's a lot of people speaking on Facebook. Femi is joining us on Suleri. Hi, Femi, good morning to you.
Sheriff, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. It's just so funny how everyone is trying to dip their hand into the cookie jar. That's what I see here. In fact, there's no two ways about it.
Okay.
Everybody is just using their own power. Okay, if I do this, they will not bring food to the planet. Government will dance to my tune. But unfortunately, we have other ways we can resolve this thing.
Okay.
But we are not really looking at these ways. I don't like associations for just one reason. Associations are good. I'm not saying they are not good. But associations, when they hold people by the jugular and say, Anigba, we no go agree all that, it becomes a problem. Everyone loses. From what I see here, the farmers are not the people causing the problem. The farmers want to bring their goods sell.
Mm-hmm.
But people who are just a middleman in between are saying you will not sell your goods. How would someone stop somebody from movement? Is this not the same thing we're complaining of about NSAS, that they shouldn't have blocked the road?
Right.
Which right. I have a problem with during the NSAS. Allow people to move freely. Find a way of protesting.
60 seconds for me.
So unfortunately.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me. I appreciate it. Suzanne is joining us from Lekki. Hi, Suzanne. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, Sherry.
Good morning to you, Suzanne.
Yeah. My contribution is, you see, Nigeria is a very, very fertile land. Anywhere you are, I believe this nation is blessed. And our soil is good. Anyone that plants, I believe, can reap in Nigeria.
Right.
The fact that Nigeria is fertile is, you know that. So I think it's even ridiculous for a particular section to hold on to crops as a chip to bargain or ask for, or place demand. I mean, the problem with our nation today is leadership. See, if the government had been fair in handling so many issues, there are so many things that have happened in the past. Not everybody was compensated, and yet we are still living peacefully. I know people that lost so many things. If the man that spoke this morning wants peace,
right,
all he needs to do is ask, let's settle the thing. But making that ridiculous demand for compensation doesn't make sense. Because everybody will come out and ask for his own. Everybody is a part of this big loss. So asking for such and making those demands does not help this man.
Right, Suzanne.
If he wants peace, there are ways of solving problems.
Right.
Nigeria can be better if we have a leadership that is not making one part feel better or they are pampered than the other part.
Suzanne.
If everybody fairly in Nigeria,
right,
and you will see peace return.
Thank you.
To
thank you.
Thank
Suzanne.
You, Suzanne.
Thank you, too. Olainka is joining us from Ikorodu. Olainka is a first-time caller as well. Olainka,
hello, good morning.
Morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning to you, Olainka. We can hear you. Yes, we can hear
you. Yes, good buddy.
Yes, please.
Well, it's very unfortunate that we live in a country like this. What is really happening is a purely leadership problem.
Right.
But, one association feeling that the only way they can express themselves is to block food to one part of the country. They should also understand that that food you're talking about is not related to this country surviving on. There are other sources of income that comes from other parts of the country.
That's right.
What if other part of the continent says, okay, we want to block our sources that is coming from our land? Will the country survive? So I think this is a gross rubbish from this part of this country that feels they have the power. Food is not our problem. It's not the only problem. It's not the only problem that can solve the issues on the ground. If they hold their food, other can hold their resources.
Okay. All right.
So they should go and think well. They should go and think. They should meet their leaders. Because this is what is happening in the North. The leaders in the North, they are aware. They know what they are doing.
Right.
Because these people, they are not ghosts.
Alainka.
They live within the society.
60 seconds, Alainka. Thank you for calling me.
You're welcome.
I appreciate your time. Esther is also joining us from Ajah. She's a first-time caller. Esther, good morning to you.
Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah, good morning, Sherry.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yeah, please. You see, this our country. It's a blessed nation with natural resources. So I would like to maybe suggest if we can call the elders, take men.
Okay.
Let's come together and see how they can solve this problem. Because now the Northerners are trying to divide the country. We are all coming from where we have our own natural resources as well. If we do the same thing, what will be the fate of the nation? So I think it's high time our leader need to sit up and address this issue once and for all.
Right.
I think I should leave to rest my case here.
All right,
thank
Esther.
You,
thank you for calling me. Appreciate it. I can't take any more calls for now. Because we need to go and play the game Just a Minute. And before we play Just a Minute, Let me see if I can take a few messages on WhatsApp. Tunde Ojo from Sagamu says, please let's address our politicians. We only hear many of them speaking up when we are needed by them. After getting what they needed, the common people are left on their own. The only power that forever is God's power. Tunde Ojo sent that in on WhatsApp. Let's see. Wow, this is a long one. Oh, okay. Let me just take part of it. Please, some people are saying properties were burnt and this is the reason they're starving the nation. Please, let's go to the origin of all of these issues. Who started all these issues in the first place? Is there no smoke without fire? Shasha Market issue started when someone was killed over a relevant issue. And it goes on and on. Thank you for your thought. I appreciate it. Sean is your name from Festac. Sean, thank you. Power of the conversation. Let's keep talking. There is no need. I know it's a very touchy issue. Everybody has a lot to say about the strike by the food traders and all, but we cannot get anywhere if we stop talking to each other. We need to open up channels of dialogue. If you have connects to some of these traders, establish it. Just start something. Let's keep conversation going on, all right? I'm Sheriff Quadri. You can talk to me as well. I'm on Twitter at Sheriff Quadri. On Instagram, I'm there as well, at Sheriff Quadri. On LinkedIn, is at Sheriff Quadri as well. Jimmy Disu is next on Daily Digest, the Ebumi edition. I'll see you tomorrow morning at 5. Many thanks to our sponsors, Creditville. Good morning to